Welcome back to the Sister Sofa. This is Sha coming at you live. Unfortunately, our girl Dollars, she's wrapped up in some other engagements. She'll be joining us soon at a later date, but I hope you guys do understand. For this episode, I wanted to talk about Iyanla Fix My Life, Season 7, Episode 1, which was the premiere for the season. On this episode, she featured Love & Hip Hop Miami, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta star Shay Johnson. Shay has also appeared on the Flavor of Love reality show, so she's not really new to the reality genre. This particular episode resonated a lot with me, particularly the mother-daughter dynamic. What I find very interesting about this was that Shay is well known for her notorious attitude. As beautiful as she is, banging ass body that she got, a lot of people don't really mess with her like that because of her attitude. However, I will say that this episode of Iyanla Fix My Life was very illuminating because it showed where she inherited this particular attitude from. Many times, people look at black women and they want to judge. They want to call us too independent. They want to call us emasculating. And really, a lot of that is to cover up the hurt, to cover up the depression, to cover up the inadequacies and the lack of confidence that we might be having and experiencing within ourselves. What was really interesting about this episode was that Shay was the mirror image of her mother. So a lot of people, they express issues with Shay's attitude. However, when they showed Shay's mom, Shay behaved a lot like her mother. What also is poignant about this episode was that her brothers appear to have gotten maybe a different type of care from the mother. We had gotten introduced to Shay's brother MJ on Love & Hip Hop Miami as Amara La Negra's boyfriend. And I have to be honest with you, he kind of annoyed me and irritated me because I didn't know exactly what he did. What was his role? What was his position other than being Shay's younger brother and Amara La Negra's boyfriend who just all of a sudden moved himself into the home? But once again, Iyanla Fix My Life, seeing the family dynamic, it just put everything in perspective. He had been on his own since the age of 15. So that brother was really in survival mode. And a lot of times we like to judge and criticize people not really knowing what their history is. History is a very, very, very important aspect to who we are. Our past so much resonates with our present and can also dictate what our future holds. There's a book that I'm reading. It's called It Didn't Start With You. The author of the book is Mark Wallen. It's a very interesting book. If you really want to get to the depths of your family dysfunction and you really want to work on yourself from a holistic perspective, and when I say holistic perspective, you won't get deep with this. I would definitely recommend this book. Basically, the gist of this book states that a lot of the things that we do, a lot of the things that show up in our character and our behavior, it didn't start with us. Many times, these things are not talked about within the family, but we wonder why we exhibit certain behaviors, why we exhibit certain characteristics. This is stuff that's generational. There's a thing called epigenetics, that these things are literally passed down from our genetics, from parents, from grandparents to children. So basically, the concept of epigenetics states that what our parents, what our grandparents, even what our great-grandparents have gone through, we experience, even if it wasn't discussed openly within our family. So there's a lot of research that has been done on this. You know, Dr. Joy DeGruy, just to digress a little bit, Dr. Joy DeGruy, she talks about post-traumatic slavery disorder. And basically, the gist of post-traumatic slavery disorder, it stands on the same foundation of epigenetics. These things are embedded and encoded in our DNA. And if we don't address these things, we're liable to repeat it. We pass it down, better known as generational curses. So, watching Shay's mother expressing that she wasn't able to give to her children emotionally, physically, especially to her daughter, because she had two boys. She had an older boy. Her eldest child was a male. Her youngest child was a male. Her middle child was her daughter. And so what was interesting to me was that her mother didn't realize that her daughter was a mirror reflection of her. At the beginning of the show, when Iyanla had interviewed her mother, Iyanla had brought to Shay's mother's attention that she had referred to her daughter as a demon. Shay's mother vehemently denied that she referred to her daughter as a demon. When Iyanla played it back to her, now, I'm not sure if Shay's mother, Mrs. Johnson, felt like she couldn't believe that she said it, or she was in denial about her saying that about her own daughter. But whatever it was, it was. And sometimes people play to the camera. I'ma just throw that out there. That's another thing too. But it was just so unfortunate that she referred to her daughter as a demon. So imagine if you think about your own child as a demon, that's how you're going to see them. That's how you're going to treat them. But little did her mother realize that she was a direct reflection of her. Mom described the fact that she had gotten divorced. She became a single parent and she had to take care of her children independently of her ex or any other male figure. So she had to work. She didn't have time to cry. She didn't have time to get depressed. She didn't have time to deal with her feelings. And because she was in survival mode, because she was supporting her children financially, that's all that matters. And we're learning that the emotional support is just as important as the financial support, the physical support. And as I said, this show really and truly resonated with me. If I can get deep and personal for a second here, I don't have the best relationship with my mother. And I experienced what Shay had experienced. And so the explosiveness is not necessarily attributed to a personal issue. Unfortunately, we lash out at the ones that are closest to us. And unfortunately, as melanated people, as black people across the diaspora, as much as mental health and emotional health, there's been a spotlight shown on that, a lot of us are still averse to it. It's still new to many of us. And it still signifies and connotes, quote unquote, crazy, mentally disturbed. So I like to really refer to it as emotional deficits, mental deficits. We all have trauma, and how we deal with our trauma really depends on our upbringing and our individual disposition. I think that therapy is very helpful. And there are many different types of therapies that one can explore. You just have to find what's right for you. Traditional talk therapy didn't work for me because I have a history of trauma and I have a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder. And due to that, they do have specific therapies that are geared to treat that particular diagnosis. And so I would encourage any of my sisters, any of my brothers who happen to be listening to this too, to explore your options. Because therapy, I'm going to let you know right now, is not for the faint of heart. It's not for no punks. You have to really be ready for that. I would tell you that, because if you're not ready, you're going to stop and you're going to start, and it's going to be a succession of that, and you're really not going to go anywhere. It's always going to be 0 to 100. So at one point, when Iyanla, Miss Van Zandt, had allowed Shay's brothers to confront her and tell them how they felt about her behavior and her disposition, how unfavorable they saw it. And Ilania had said to her, listen, you're going to just listen right now. You're not going to address it right now. You will address it later on. Shay took that as an affront to her character, to her self. And as a result, she lashed out at Iyanla, despite the fact that she was the one that initiated the contact with Iyanla. She asked for the help, and this is why I made the previous statement. If you're not ready to get the help, it's not going to help you. Nobody can help you unless you're ready. Nobody can change your mind about getting the help that you need. If you want the help, then you have to be open to the actual help. You have to be open to the experience. Unfortunately, when it comes to confronting your emotional and mental well-being, you cannot be in control of it. The only control you have over it is being open to the experience. And Shay wasn't ready. And so, unfortunately, her brothers were able to get the help. And you can even see a change in mom, where mom was willing to listen. At one point, I was surprised and I was proud of mom that she was willing to listen, but Shay wasn't willing to listen. And she walked out, and Shay behaved in characteristic Shay that we all know. Some of us love. But it remained problematic for her family dynamic. And I would end by saying that ultimately, I think Shay is a very beautiful woman. She has a lot going for her. She's obviously intelligent because she's gotten as far as she has gotten. However, she needs to seek out some extra assistance. And there's no shame in that. And I hope and I pray that she gets the help that she needs. And any female out there that feels like they need help and they don't know where to start, I would recommend Googling Black Girls in Therapy, Black Girls in OHM, Also check out psychologytoday.com, and you can actually type in the search, Black Therapist. For anyone who has experienced post-traumatic stress disorder, or who has a diagnosis more specifically of post-traumatic stress disorder, anyone who has experienced any type of trauma, I would recommend a specific modality called EMDR. All you have to do is Google EMDR. It has helped me so much. Traditional talk therapy is not going to work for everyone. Explore all of your options. Google PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. This is for people who have experienced trauma, people who may have been in combat in the military. PTSD is most likely going to be a diagnosis. People who have experienced sexual trauma, people who have experienced physical, verbal, people who grew up in a household where they had witnessed verbal, physical, sexual abuse. You more than likely may have a diagnosis of PTSD. Please remember that I am not a professional clinician. Seek out the help. But start off by Black Girls in Therapy. Google that, and I guarantee you that you will find some resources there that can get you to the assistance and the help that you need. Anyway, I don't want to make this too long. I just wanted to discuss that very briefly. To all my sisters out there seeking mental and emotional well-being, I applaud you for being on that journey. As I mentioned before, that is not for the faint of heart. That's not for the weak. And you know what? Remember, the Most High supports us all on our journeys whenever we're ready to start. So, this is the Sister Sofa, where we do discuss reality TV, but we also inject some shots of reality. We try to make it a little easy for you, a little palatable for you. Not trying to make it too rough or too tough. Anyway, join us again for the next episode of Sister Sofa, where you sit back, recline, unwind with a glass of wine, because guess what? You will be fine. And also remember to be kind to your fellow sister, your fellow brother, your fellow human. I'm signing out. Sha, I love you all. Thank you.